Hi, thanks for joining us on another Marlins Rewind. By now you know the big news of yesterday. Ichiro becomes the 30th man with 3,000 hits in the major leagues. That's the main headline. There was more to the ballgame. For the second straight day, the ball flew all over Coors Field in Colorado. This time the Marlins got the win and took the series from the Rockies. And for the full game rewind, here's Kyle Seeloff.
Mesa, Fox Sports Florida. From the first pitch to the final out, tune in all season long on Fox Sports Florida, where Marlins fans live. Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Pepsi, official soft drink of the Miami Marlins. You health sports medicine. We'll get you back in the game. It's time for the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Here's Glenn Geffner on the Marlins Radio Network.
Russell the 2-0, and Ichiro slams one high in the air, deep to right field. Parr's back. He is at the wall, leaps, and he can't get it. Number 3,000 for Ichiro. It's off the wall. Ichiro around third. He's going to be held. He's got a triple. Number 3,000 for the one, the only, the remarkable Ichiro.
Oh, what a day. What a career it's been, and what a moment as Ichiro Suzuki collects hit number 3,000 at Coors Field this afternoon. A triple to right field, that vintage Ichiro speed on display, and you never know when it's going to happen or how it's going to happen. But my goodness, that was something special in Denver, Colorado just a short while ago. Well, the Marlins take the rubber match at Coors Field in Denver, Colorado this afternoon by a final of 10-7. The Marlins 10 runs on 17 hits, no errors. Colorado 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. We'll take a look at the box score and we'll get you some highlights here in just a couple of minutes. But boy, back to Ichiro. His 3,000th career hit ties Hall of Famer Roberto Clemente for 29th on the all-time list. He becomes just the second player in history, joining Paul Molitor, who on September 16th of 1996, he tripled for his 3,000th career hit. Ichiro does so in the top half of the seventh inning at Coors Field this afternoon. He's just the fourth player born outside the United States to reach 3,000 hits. Clemente, Carew, Palmeiro. Boy, he joins some company on some of these lists, Ichiro does, and he joins Pete Rose as the only two players in Major League history to reach 3,000 career hits in 16 seasons. And he, at 42 years old, joins Hall of Famers Cap Anson and Ricky Henderson as the only players 42 years or older to record their 3,000th career hit in the major leagues. It has it's been something special for so many years. It dates all the way back to the early 2000s when he broke in with the Seattle Mariners. You heard our highlight reel, his 3,000th career hit, and we transitioned to hit number one and let it roll for you. Some of the incredible career moments and the highlights for Ichiro. And boy, it's cool to see him in a Marlins uniform. It's cool to see him get this in a Marlins uniform. He's been a Seattle Mariner. He's been a New York Yankee, now a Miami Marlin in his second season, helping the Marlins contribute, helping them win ball games, helping a young club make a run for the postseason. And I'm sure a lot of people would like to see this happen tomorrow. But as we've said all along, it's kind of been the theme this year and kind of revolves around Don Mattingly, in that we're not worried about individual guys. We're worried about winning baseball games. And this afternoon, Ichiro collects hit number 3,000. Well, the Marlins improved to 59-52 this season, sitting in that second spot in the National League wild card race. And what a game it was. Let's take a look at the box score for you before we give you some highlights. Again, the Marlins winners 10-7 over the Rockies this afternoon. The Marlins 10 runs on 17 hits, no errors. The Rockies 7 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors. D. Gordon was 2-for-6 with a couple of runs scored this afternoon. Martin Prado was 3-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBIs. Christian Yelich was 3-for-5 this afternoon. He's now hitting a crisp .324. As a Marlin this season, Giancarlo Stanton had a big blast. He was 1-for-4 with a run scored, a pair of RBIs. He's upped his average to .242. Now we'll hit you some Giancarlo Stanton highlights in just a moment. Derek Dietrich was 2-for-4 this afternoon. Ichiro 1-for-4, but what a hit it was, a triple to right field over the head of Gerardo Parra in the top of the seventh inning. He triples for hit number 3,000, joining just Paul Molitor, the only other professional big leaguer to do such, for his 3,000th career hit. Jeff Mathis was 3-for-5 this afternoon. Adani Echevarria was 1-for-5. The winning pitcher today, Adam Conley, he improves to 8-6 in a Marlins uniform this season. 5 innings, 7 hits, 6 runs. They were all earned. He walked 4, struck out 2, and he allowed 2 home runs after his 5-inning outing this afternoon. He now has a 3.70 ERA for the Marlins this season. Cervenka, the newcomer, pitched an inning and a clean inning with a strikeout. Hunter Cervenka for the Marlins. He picks up his 10th hold here today. And Nick Whitgren, one inning, two hits, a run it was earned. No walks, two strikeouts. Whitgren picks up his fourth hold. Kyle Barraclough picks up hold number 22. He works a clean eighth inning, one strikeout. And Fernando Rodney picks up his first save in a Marlins uniform. If you were with us, you heard Dave mention, if you were watching it on television, Fernando Rodney grabbed the bow and arrow out of his back pocket this afternoon, shot the arrow high into the sky at Coors Field as the Marlins again go on to win by a final of 10-7 this afternoon. How about this, too? You know, if it's not going to happen at Marlins Park for hit number 3,000, 40,875. That was the announced attendance at Coors Field this afternoon. And 40,875, for the most part, are going to go home happy because they saw history at Coors Field this afternoon as Ichiro collects his 3,000th hit in the major leagues. How about some highlights for you from this afternoon's ball game? We'll pick it up in the fourth inning today. The Marlins had a 4-1 lead. That was until Martin Prado stepped to the plate.
And Prado lines one out the right center, down for his third hit in the ballgame. Echeverria's in to score. It's going to get past Parra and roll all the way to the wall. Gordon around third. He's coming home. It's a two-run double for Martin Prado, and the Marlins break it open. They lead 6-1 in the fourth.
Yeah, they did indeed leave 6-1, but however, they upped the ante a bit more. Giancarlo Stanton came to the plate next.
Gray into the motion, and Stanton fly ball deep to right. Back goes Parra. He's at the wall looking up, and it is gone. A home run into the first row just above the out-of-town scoreboard. Stanton does it again, his 24th of the year. It's a four-run fourth to go along with a four-run first, and the Marlins open up an 8-1 lead.
Now they carry that 8-1 lead in the bottom half of inning number four, but Nolan Arenado of the Colorado Rockies got in on the fun.
1-0 pitch is in the air. Center field hit it well. Back goes Ichiro onto the warning track. Ichiro at the wall, and watch it go. Nolan Arenado with his league-leading 28th home run of the season to cut the Marlins' lead to 8-2.
Well, you feel pretty good after the bottom half of the fourth inning. Adam Conley doing his thing at Coors Field. Certainly not an easy place to pitch. However, the bottom half of the fifth inning, that was the last inning for Adam Conley. Nolan Arenado hit his 28th home run in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Well, in the bottom half of the fifth inning, he came to the plate with two men on base and made this baby interesting in a hurry.
Here's a ball driven high and deep left. It is going to be out of here. A three-run home run for Nolan Arenado. And the Rockies are right back in this game. It's now an 8-6 Marlins lead.
Well, the Rockies would only get one more this afternoon. We'll catch you up to speed on just that here in a moment. So 8-6. That would carry through six innings this afternoon, but a big insurance run, courtesy of Jeff Mathis in the seventh.
Russ in the 0-1 to Mathis. Bouncing ball back in the middle. It's into center field for a base hit. Mathis a three-hit game. Mathis a three-RBI game. Ichiro's in to score, and it's 9-6 Marlins.
Well, 9-6 after six-and-a-half innings of play at Coors Field this afternoon. But again, he was pesky all weekend long. Nolan Arenado doubled in the seventh.
Pitched Arenado is ripped down the left field line. That is a fair ball into the corner, extra bases. A big carom back toward the infield. Yelich chases it down. Around third to LeMahieu coming toward the plate. The throw gets away, but no harm. Oh, yeah, the run was going to score anyway. And Arenado's at second base with a double. So Arenado's got his third extra base hit in his last three at bats. He's got a five RBI afternoon.
Do you have
and
Yelich
the
right
Rockies get
eight?
That run right back. It's 9-7. Again, Colorado pulling within two.
Well, we went back and forth all afternoon long. It was 9-7 after seven innings of play, but back would come the Marlins. Top half, the eighth inning. Christian Yelich from the left side stepped into the box.
Yelich tags one deep right center field. Back goes Blackman. He's at the wall. He'll play the carom off the wall. Extra bases again for Yelich. Rojas around third. He's going to score for Yelich's second double of the game, his third hit. And the Marlins tack on their 10th run
ready
of the afternoon. It's 10-7.
Fernando Rodney here.
Well, 10-7 the final at Coors Field this afternoon. Conley the winner, John Gray the loser. John Gray got beat up pretty good for the Colorado Rockies this afternoon, something he has not been accustomed to as of late. He now falls to 8-5 on the season, 3 2/3 innings for John Gray this afternoon. 10 hits, 8 runs, 8 earned runs, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts, 1 home run. And not a good inning for John Gray, the Colorado Rockies. Russin pitched three innings. He helped out that Rockies bullpen this afternoon. Three innings, five hits, a run. It was earned. Herman, Logan, and McGee close out the game for the Colorado Rockies. Speaking of closing this afternoon's ballgame, hey, how about a little fun for our man Fernando Rodney?
2-1 on LeMahieu, right-hand hitting second baseman. He hits a little slow roller, third base side. Mathis up with it, throws to first, and it is in time, and a great play by Mathis. Picked the ball up with his back to first base, spun around, almost off his feet, firing to first base for the ball game, and he got him. LeMahieu out, 2-3. What defense the Marlins turned in this afternoon in a 10-7 ball game and a win over the Colorado Rockies. A win that included Ichiro's 3,000th hit.
Of course, we had to make today's Fish Family bonus code the number 3,000. After the game, Ichiro spoke to the media with the help of his interpreter, Alan Turner, and had a humorous take on what it felt like to finally get to number 3,000.
自分の体がもうジャスティン・ボアみたいな重さだったんで、もう本当軽くなりました、体が。
You know, my first three at bats, my body felt like Justin Bourne's. I was just so heavy. But after that hit, the burden was lifted off.
The Marlins flew through the night to come back home, and this evening at 7:10, they start a three-game series against the San Francisco Giants. The team just finished a series against the Rockies. They have been dominating the NL West this year, except for the Giants, the only team in that division against whom the Marlins have a losing record. Today's also Jose Day, should be spectacular as Fernandez goes against Johnny Cueto. First pitch is at 7:10. Join Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner on MLB.com, the MLB at Bat app. You can also tune your radio to 940 Wins and listen on the Marlins Radio Network.